With us in the studio today is Taylor Sinclair. Taylor is an author, a holistic health practitioner, and she is the president of Supernatural Alternatives Incorporated. So Taylor, with all of the amazing advances in health technology and the billions of dollars that are being spent on drugs today, and there's pills and powders and diets and supplements and potions, why are we still facing such serious health problems?
Well, Don, that is the question, and a lot of people are starting to ask themselves this question. Everywhere I go, we're having more and more conversations where people are saying they're going to turn to alternative health care. I look at the statistics in the States last year. Almost one-third of the American population visited a holistic practitioner or healer. People are looking for answers. Not necessarily that they've turned their backs on traditional medicine, but people are afraid. In spite of everyone's best efforts, the reality today is that diseases are stacking up much faster than cures, and everyone knows it. With almost one in two North Americans being stricken with either cancer or heart disease, that means that either you or I, Don, sitting here right now, one or the other of us is going to go one way or the other.
That's not good news.
No. Doctors have had to become largely reactive instead of proactive, and I mean all types of doctors. Naturopaths, allopaths, doesn't matter. A healer is a healer, meaning that to a large degree, unfortunately, the taxpayers are carrying the burden of sick care versus health care. And people are living in mortal fear of these shocking statistics. And now we have to consider how much worse it's going to get with the appearance of all the new mysterious bacteria-based diseases. I mean, we have mad cow's disease, flesh-eating disease. And I suppose we need this basic premise to start from, to really wrap our heads around what has happened. And I think we have to first acknowledge that the world's become a very dangerous place to live in, Don. We're under devastating environmental attack from thousands, in fact, tens of thousands of deadly toxicants. And we are unknowingly ingesting invisible and huge amounts of herbicides, pesticides, fertilizers, preservatives, additives, and people will find this difficult to believe, antibiotics. They have to be included in that category because they tear the immune system down. The third factor is that we're starving to death at a cellular level, where we are lacking the micronutrients that our bodies need to sustain life. And, you know, this is due in part to the fact that our crops are growing in nutritionally bankrupt soil. As early as 1936, the U.S. Congress published a state document. Its number was 264. If anyone wants to go research this on the internet, you can read the whole document. I'm just going to quote a couple of my favorite parts. Quote, that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the important minerals actually results in disease. The document went on to say that the soil, and they're referring to the soil in the United States, but Canada won't be any different, is devoid of nutrients. I've talked to so many farmers that say they don't grow food, they manufacture it. What's your first clue that we're in trouble? You know, compound this with the fact that 99% of all the vitamins and minerals that we in North America buy to supplement our bodies are in fact isolated man-made chemical nutrients. The body can't recognize them, and therefore the body can't utilize them. And if you speak to doctors that do a lot of autopsies, and you ask them specifically what they find in a lot of people's colons, they will tell you that they have literally seen impacted food supplements in almost petrified fecal matter in people's colons, which is a pretty clear evidence that our bodies aren't using these things. We're literally swallowing money. We might as well take $10 bills out and light them. So all in all, you have a body that as a whole is entirely malnourished and entirely compromised from an immunity point of view.
Well, that's not a very happy picture, Taylor. What are these conditions actually doing to us? What's going wrong with our bodies as a result of this?
Well, I'd have to say it's a lack of knowledge of how life actually starts on this planet and where the food chain starts and ends. And at the base of all life on the planet's bacteria, Don. And not understanding how bacteria operates and rules the body is what's gone wrong with our bodies. The friendly bacteria in our bodies, from our mouth to our backside, are not only our first line of defense for the immune system, but they're also responsible for manufacturing all the hundreds of thousands of enzymes that are the key to perform every single metabolic process in our body. Now, just so you can wrap your head around this, there's over a trillion cells in the human body and 100,000 enzymes in every one of them that's responsible for every single process in your body. Bacteria make those enzymes. Without the bacteria, every cell is compromised. So when you consider that these enzymes in the gastrointestinal tract are the only thing in your tummy that can break those nutrients down and deliver them where they have to go, we start to understand that bacteria are of tantamount importance. And about 4 pounds of a healthy human being should actually be beneficial flora.
You mean 4 pounds?
Yes.
Of bacteria in my body?
Yes, 4 pounds.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Unfortunately, the average human being has been exposed to so many toxic chemicals, Don, not to mention prescription drugs and hidden carcinogenic additives, that they no longer have enough friendly bacteria to even sustain a healthful life.
How do we know that's the case?
The pathogenic, meaning harmful or unfriendly bacteria, have literally taken over our bodies, Don. And this is what's prompted the phrase that's being bandied about in a lot of the medical circles right now, that death is actually beginning in the colon. It's become a vicious circle. Non-sufficient friendly bacteria to balance dangerous bacteria, non-sufficient friendly bacteria to create the enzymes that break nutrient down and deliver it, and very little utilizable nutrient going into our bodies. And then, of course, this ever-increasing exposure to deadly environmental pollutants and new forms of drug-resistant pathogenic bacteria. Pathogenic meaning very harmful. So given the nature of our current environmental reality and literally the global demise of health, it's pandemic. Many brilliant researchers from all over the world are currently, right now as we speak, refocusing on the study of bacteria, which is called probiotics. And we really need to take a look at where the last war is going to be fought. Is it going to be fought man-to-man and country-to-country, or are we going to fight this invisible enemy? Is the war going to be with bacteria? The vital discoveries that are coming forward right now are quietly proving that a disrupted ecology of our gastrointestinal tract is probably at the root of 90% of all known human illness and disease.
90%.
90%.
Amazing.
And when harmful toxin-producing bacteria and fungi begin to take over your GI tract, Don, you are automatically predisposed to the threat of disease, and your immune system is so severely compromised, you can't even fathom what's going on the inside. Let's just go back and take a look at what's really happening. Now, adding to the already devastating statistical deaths due to cancer, heart disease, and most recently we have to include diabetes now because it's become pandemic in the United States, let's add the 70,000 people that reportedly die from untreatable diseases caused by drug-resistant bacteria every year. And the really scary part is these bacteria are becoming more and more prevalent, and they're getting more and more drug resistant every year.
That's scary, isn't it?
It is. And those are just the deaths we know that have been linked to pathogens. What about the hundreds and thousands of mysterious deaths that are occurring all over the world that are never officially linked to unfriendly bacteria? And that's likely because scientists and medical doctors have absolutely no way, no background, no basis for understanding or identifying these new superbugs or where on the earth, quite literally, they're coming from. You know, you take this recent incident in Canada that's put a town of 14,000 people's common water supply under federal investigation, and 26 people have been affected by the situation. There's been a handful of deaths, and regardless of where they eventually point the cause, the deaths are a result of this mysterious bacteria. And this incident isn't isolated. We've had several in eastern Canada over the last 12 months, and we know if we follow global news that it's happening all over the world with more and more frequency. And this is coming out of a clear blue sky. People don't even know how much danger they're in. However, just getting back to common elements that can and do affect everyone, Don, and our listening audience out there can relate to this possibly a little better. If you've ever taken antibiotics or endured a high stress level or have any of the following conditions, the odds are excellent you have a bacteria imbalance, and I'm going to go through just a short list. So here are the possible indicators that the bad guys have taken over your system. Chronic fatigue, frequent diarrhea or constipation, intestinal gas, poor immune response, bladder infections, chronic vaginal infections, candida, all manner of allergies, skin fungus, dairy product sensitivities, menstrual complaints or chronic bad breath. And I'm really giving you the short list. We have pages.
And you've still talked about nearly everybody. Yet in the midst of these serious and very real realities, there is good news. Why does Spectra 12 have such dramatic and far-reaching health benefits? To answer that question, we're going back to Taylor Sinclair, author, holistic health practitioner, and the president of Supernatural Alternatives. Taylor, could you please expand on why Spectra 12 is the world's most advanced food supplement?
Well, thanks, Donna. Yeah, I'd like to. First, let me say that contemporary science is just now beginning to understand and acknowledge the power of probiotic foods. I mentioned earlier this whole science of the study of bacteria being called probiotics, and more importantly, studying the role that friendly flora play in both immunity and longevity. And our excitement is that we have a product that addresses that now. Spectra 12 is already here. In all my years of working with nutritional science and holistic alternatives, and at the risk of dating myself, that's about 2.5 decades, I've never seen such a complete, powerful, and brilliant product. To date, it has taken the investment of almost 2 decades and over $2 million to produce the particular family of friendly flora that forms the foundation of Spectra 12. And every other component, Dawn, each one is a whole food in its own right and was chosen on its specific ability to have potent and far-reaching health benefits. We like to refer to these individual groups of nutrients in Spectra 12 as spectrums or arrays, and there's a spectacular multiple nutrient array in Spectra 12 that provides over 120 naturally occurring synergistic vitamins, minerals, enzymes, amino acids, and essential fatty acids in total context to one another. And every component in our formula is certified organic. It is also important to be aware that none of the foodstuffs contained in Spectra 12 have been genetically modified, nor have they ever been treated with any pesticides, herbicides, or preservatives directly. When you get the correct organic bacteria in the right amounts and the proper food sources are present, the body is actually capable of miracles. Spectra 12 has all that in one jar. It's everyone's nutritional wish list. And the beautiful thing about it, Dawn, is it fits in one teaspoon. Imagine all your best dietary intentions fitting in one teaspoon. We've made it a simple and elegant product.
That's hard to believe.
Imagine not having to worry about what you did or didn't eat today or how your food was growing. Never having to think about that again. By pre-digesting the whole food components in the proprietary super strains of friendly flora, or lactobacillus as they're called, for 3 weeks prior to bottling Spectra 12, the efficacy of the formula is increased by orders of magnitude. We do this so that when the product is ingested, all the nutrients are bioavailable to the body immediately. So it pre-digests the formula, just like your tummy digests food. If you have a tummy condition or food intolerance, or you have any kind of disorder in your gastrointestinal tract where it's made food digestion or processing difficult for you, the formula has already taken it two-thirds of the way there. So even very, very ill people see a benefit from this product right away.
The bacteria have digested all of these superfoods in the lab in preparation for you to simply assimilate them into your body.
That is correct. And we call this process of predigestion biopotentiation, because it's really what makes this amazing formula possible. And as a consequence of having these 12 very select members of the Lactobacillus family work on the formula for 3 weeks prior to bottling, it also ensures that if for any reason any of our certified crops or ingredients have come into indirect contact with man-made chemicals, the byproduct acids that are created by these specific lactobacillus members actually rid our ingredients of any residual chemical that might have happened from overspray or any of these other things.
So they're purified before we get them.
They are.
By the bacteria.
That they are, and they are cultured from fruit and vegetable sources. And it's important when you are ingesting flora, friendly flora, it's very, very important that they go in groups, and that they are accompanied by their own food source. And the situation that happens when you send in a singular bacteria, such as Lactobacillus acidophilus, which is common in yogurt, is that it's not being accompanied by a food source. And what happens is when it hits the tummy, it starts knocking out your friendly and harmful flora in a competition for food. So it's very important that when you send these friendly flora in, that they have their own food source. So I'll just take a moment and briefly describe Spectra 12's key features. Firstly, as I've been saying, we have a proprietary array of 12 super strain friendly bacteria, all specially chosen to work synergistically together. And here's the amazing thing. As a group, they produce an additional 6,000 plus substrains of beneficial flora in your system.
In other words, 6,000 more kinds of bacteria.
And they do this very, very quickly.
Wow.
By combining these wonder strains with over 17 whole foods, the body's immediately saturated with predigested broad spectrum nutrients that the body recognizes and can take up right away. The formula starts and maintains both a positive cycle of GI health and a very meaningful and specific cellular nourishment program. Now, also naturally occurring through the ingredients in the formula, we have all 20 of the life-sustaining amino acids. And remember, your body has to have some supplemented from without. They can't be made from within. And both the omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, and they are the essentials because they're required to make the others. And these are all, as I say, in a naturally occurring context. We also have an unprecedented array of free-form vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients, 120 plus. Even those people with severely compromised health can take the product and see early benefit. The body is designed to heal itself. It just needs the right building blocks. And here's a truth from a healer point of view, be it traditional or naturopathic. When the body is presented with superior building materials, it will tear itself down to rebuild. So we all have a brand new chance to create a healthy body with a very, very strong immune system.
And this all comes in a bottle called Spectra 12.